This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A rival drug maker will help Johnson & Johnson get its one-shot COVID-19 vaccine to Americans. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Federal regulators gave emergency approval to the J&J vaccine Saturday, days after the company stunned the White House and spokeswoman Jen Psaki by saying it only had about 4 million doses ready to go.
We were surprised to learn that Johnson & Johnson was behind.
Now, Merck is stepping in to help boost production of the single-dose vaccine. The Biden administration says the aid's expected to help J&J meet its commitments and expand supply. The company has said it's on pace to deliver 100 million doses by the end of June. Sagar Magani, Washington.
We're just learning that civil rights activist Vernon Jordan has died. He was an advisor to President Bill Clinton. His daughter says he died last night, his wife and daughter by his side. Vernon Jordan was 85 years old. No cause of death immediately released. FBI Director Chris Wray testifies before lawmakers this hour for the first time since the deadly January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol building.
Questions about the FBI's preparations for what took place that day and investigations into it are expected to dominate Chris Wray's appearance before the Senate Judiciary Committee. He's also likely to be asked how the Bureau is confronting the national security threat from white nationalists and domestic violent extremists. Last week, the acting chief of the Capitol Police said a January 5th report from the FBI warning about concerning online posts made its way to police investigators and the department's intelligence unit, but was never sent up the chain of command. I'm Julie Walker.
The Biden administration is announcing sanctions on some Russian officials and businesses related to the poisoning of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. He recovered and was jailed. This is AP News. A tale of two electricity providers, a bitter winter storm, and huge power bills.
Gritty sold wholesale power plants to Texas homeowners, retailers, and other users. When last month's winter storm and deep freeze hit, it knocked out much of the state's vaunted power grid, but people were then hit with massive power bills by Gritty, thousands of dollars. Brazos Electric Cooperative is the state's oldest and largest co-op, 1.5 million members and customers. It, too, was hit with charges in the tens of millions of dollars from the grid, the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, ERCOT. Instead of passing those on, Brazos filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, giving it time to reorganize and to keep supplying power. Gritty is now being sued by the state's attorney general and lost the bulk of its customers when ERCOT moved them to other utilities. I'm Tim McGuire.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.